Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this third Sunday after the Epiphany, Year A. Our readings today, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 4, Psalm 27, and Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verses 10 to 18, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 12 to 23. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is Almighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, Your people are gathered for worship. We come with all our differences of color, ability, gender, and age, our different needs of healing and hope, our different longings for forgiveness and peace, our different desires to express our thankfulness and praise. Lord, we ask that the words we use, the songs we sing, and the prayers we offer may unite us all in Christ. We pray that by the power of Your Holy Spirit, we will be empowered and be led closer to You. In Jesus' name, Amen. Our hymn, Thy Kingdom Come, O God. We pray the collect for the third Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, From Darkness to Light. From Darkness to Light. From the beginning, light has been associated with God and goodness, and darkness with evil, suffering, and death. The writer of the book of Genesis recalls, In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. The light was good. Whenever the people of God were obedient to God's law and God's will, they were in the light, and they prospered. There was unity and peace in the land. Unfortunately, more often than not, they were disobedient to God, and evil, sin, suffering, and death emerged to afflict the people of God. The people were dwelling in darkness. In our Old Testament lesson today from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 4, the prophet rejoices, The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them has the light shined. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. In their disobedience and sin of idolatry and injustice, the people of God had been sent into exile. They therefore lived in a land of deep darkness. However, in love, God will rescue them and he will enable them to return to their land with joy. In the land of exile, the land of darkness, the people of God are rescued by God. With God's help, they move from the land of darkness to a land of light. For God does not desire God's people to dwell in darkness. In Psalm 27, the psalmist acknowledges that his light is God, and he states what that light does for him, and he makes a commitment to be constant in dwelling in the light which is God. The psalmist declares, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, verse 1. The psalmist is certain that dwelling in the light which is God will give him the confidence and the assurance that he has no reason to fear any adversary who represents darkness. For the light which is God will overcome every and any evil. It is therefore better to dwell in the light of God than in the darkness of evil and sin. In our epistle from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 to 18, Paul identifies a cloud of darkness that has affected the church in Corinth. Paul writes, "For it has been reported to me by Cleo's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you say, 'I belong to Paul,' or 'I belong to Apollos,' or 'I belong to Cephas,' or 'I belong to Christ.' For Paul, discord among Christians is a situation of darkness. For in the division, the gospel cannot be truly proclaimed. If the people of God are in the darkness of division, then the gospel loses its power and persuasiveness. If the people of God are in the darkness of disunity, then they are not reflecting the light of Christ, but the darkness of the world. They do not have anything new, different, or life-giving to offer the world, for the world is already in darkness." Paul reminds the church at Corinth that within the church there should be no divided loyalties, for we are all baptized in the name of Jesus and therefore belong to Jesus and no one else. In fact, Jesus was the one who was crucified that we might receive forgiveness of our sins and have the hope of eternal life. Paul affirms that division in the church is a sign of darkness because Jesus, the light of the world, desires that his disciples are one in mind and heart and reflect the unity of the God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A Trinity in unity, light in the midst of darkness. In our Gospel from Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 to 23, Jesus, the light of the world, having overcome the devil, the prince of darkness, emerges from the wilderness to find that John the Baptist has been arrested. Instead of returning to Nazareth, Jesus goes to Capernaum, which is the ancient Israelite territory of Zebulun and Naphtali. Matthew interprets this move as the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah, for that is the place identified by Isaiah when the people who sat in darkness will see a great light. Jesus is the light of the world. Those who encounter him will see the great light. Those who follow him will not dwell in darkness. For Jesus has come to bring light to a world of darkness by saving his people from their sins. Jesus ushers in a new world, a new kingdom, where God reigns and where there is no darkness at all. Jesus begins by inviting others to join him in this kingdom of light. He recruits four fishermen who were no doubt prepared by John the Baptist and therefore were ready to respond to the invitation, "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. In the light of the invitation to join the new kingdom of light, Simon and Andrew, James and John, left everything to be a part of that kingdom. Jesus teaches the values of the kingdom of light. He demonstrates in words and deeds the standards of the kingdom of light. Jesus demonstrates the power of the kingdom of light by his ministry of healing and his miraculous works. The kingdom of light will continue to triumph over the kingdom of darkness. Today, Jesus continues to call us to leave the kingdom of darkness, that place of disobedience, evil, sin, and death, to become a part of the kingdom of light. If we accept the invitation, Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, will transform us from people of darkness to people of light, and will enable us in humility and love to let our light shine. So shine in our lives that others will be led to join Jesus's kingdom of light. Are we a part of the kingdom of light? Are we a part of the kingdom of light? Then let your light shine. Help others to move from the darkness of the world to the light which is Christ. Let us make disciples of all nations. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, arise and shine. Make known your glory. Christ our light, by the seashore you called Peter, Andrew, James, and John to follow you. Unite your church in common purpose to proclaim your kingdom. We will sing and make music to your glory. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. Lord, you break the rods of oppression and set your people free. Inspire with your justice all who lead and govern. May your light shine in all lands of deep darkness. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your daily food. Be with all mariners and all who harvest the sea. Pour your abundant goodness on all our labors. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. God of strength, your power to save is displayed in the cross of Christ. Raise all who are in anguish or whose burdens are hard to bear. Set them high upon your sure rock. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. Lord, your light dawns on all who dwell in the shadow of death. Hear our prayers for all who grieve and those who have died. Do not forsake us, O God of our salvation. Lord, arise and shine, make known your glory. Let us pray. As our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have our hymn, Christ Be Our Light. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Christ, the Son of God, gladden your hearts with the good news of his kingdom, the kingdom of light. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen. And we just want to remind you that we seem to be in a new wave of the pandemic. So we remind you to continue to strive to be safe, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water, wear your mask, especially when you're out in public or crowded places, and keep your distance as far as possible. We pray that you will have a very spirit-filled, rewarding week. Our hymn, Shine, Jesus, Shine. Lord.